G'day, Brett Mac.
G'day, PT. Good morning.
Take you back, take yourself back to when you were a youngster.
Ooh, we're going back a fair way.
Your brothers and sisters?
Yep.
You got a, how many of you?
One brother, one sister.
Okay, so there's three of you on the back seat and you're going for a road trip with mum and dad.
Yep, yep.
There's no such thing as technology. There's no mobile phones. There's no internet. There's no iPads. There's no DVD players. There's none of that.
There's a push-button radio.
There is a push-button radio. So what are you, you're on a long drive. You're on a road trip with mum and dad. The van's on the back. What do you do for the six-hour drive before you get to your first location as kids in the back seat, apart from maybe have a snooze?
I've got memories.
Go.
They're not
me.
Good ones. Mum used to make us do the times tables.
Really?
Horrifying.
That is horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
We used to fight.
Really?
And
a bit of biffo in the back.
You know what mum used to take with her? Because she knew it had happened? The fly swatter. I kid you not.
Strangely enough, I was going to say that. I can imagine her leaning over to the back seat and giving you a whack.
The bench seat in the old Holden station where she's, because there's a three-seater in the front.
Yeah.
Right? And if things got really out of hand, dad would do the nana. He'd pull over the side of the road. And depending on who he got to quickest was in the front with them in between, because it was a bench seat.
Yeah.
You could fit three.
Plenty of room.
Plenty of room there. Yeah. Don't you worry about that. And I always hoped that he got to my brother first, because then I had the whole back seat to myself and I could sit right in the middle and slap him on the back of the head.
So it would continue.
Yeah,
nothing's
absolutely
changed with you today. You're pretty similar, actually.
No, not at all. No. I bring this up because I read here verbatim, how does a six-hour drive with no reception sound? You would want to hope you don't break down. An image of a sign on a remote Queensland road warning drivers there will be no signal for 630 kilometres has emerged on social media. Now, that's almost the distance from Melbourne to Canberra, and it would take you about 6 hours when driving at 100 k's an hour. The sign is on Demantina Development Road, which runs from Charleville in the south-central part of the state to Mount Isa in the northwest. There is a road I'm avoiding at all costs if I've got children in the back of the car, at all costs. I don't care if it takes me 7 days to get there. I'll drive somewhere that's got some service.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it, either, because you wouldn't be able to check your crypto app to see how much money you've done today.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. And boy, I'm bleeding money on that. Have we gone there lately?
No, we haven't. You're going to look it up now,
Yeah, I'll look it up now.
This is always interesting. You started with what?
$2,000.
Two.
So this was the first $2,000, if anyone hasn't been following this, the first $2,000 that I saved when I gave up smoking.
Yeah, so it's a good story.
And I've gone, you know what? Let's just give it a crack.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, it went wrong from the get-go. From the night that I'd had a few frothies with my brother-in-law, he said, get onto this. And I've gone, hey, love, we got to spare $2,000 anywhere? He said, yeah, your smoke money. Good, I'm spending it.
So you've taken financial advice from your brother-in-law.
Yeah, who's drunk as well as I was, right?
Yeah.
So it's currently sitting at $595.89. I'm out $1,406.01 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even get the 1 cent because there's no such thing anymore.